So, right after Tefillin, the Rambam writes at the beginning, "Mitzvas Aseh Achas v'hi lasos tzitzis al kanfei aksus." Look at how he describes this process in Halacha Vav. Keep going. Right after Mezuzah Sefer Torah.
After
right after Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah together. Then you have tzitzis. Very beginning, first page there. Aleph Vav. You want to read for us? Okay, other one. Ketzer Osin Atzitzis. Matchil Mizovis Sheltalis Shehisof Ha'orig U'marchik Menelo Yetzer Al Shol Shazbos. We'll come back to that issue. That's how far away from the edge the Tzitzis have to be. Lo Yetzer Shlosh Shazbos L'mayel V'lo Pochus Mikeshar Godel U'machnis Sham Arba Chutin. Now that lashon also funny. Machnis doesn't say exactly what machnis means. We don't know. Somehow you're putting the chutim, it seems, through the beged, right? Machnis certainly sounds like you're entering them. You're placing them into the beged. Machnis into the beged. Arba chutim, v'koflin be'emtza. If you've ever made tzitzis, you know what he's describing here. You take the long strings, the four long strings. You stick them through the halfway mark, and now they're hanging over on themselves. They become eight ends. They're really, really four strings. That's why when you lose two separate strings, sometimes those pieces become puzzled because they could be both from the same one, in which case you're missing altogether. Nimtu shmona chutin mishuloshin tuyin min hakeren. They're hanging from the keren. Good, so what's Mishulashim mean? No, if you go back to Halacha Beis, Lochin Chut Semesh and Nitzva Kein Harakia, Vekorkan Asal Ha'anaf Chut Zehu Ha'nikot Chelis. One second. All right. So we have to try to come back to see what he means when he says mishuloshim. But in any event, what's clear is that they have to be on the baguette somehow, nechnasim on the baguette, attached to the baguette, and what arba chutin that you doubled over and made eight. Okay, and then you have one of the tchelos, which is not our issue at the moment either. Zayin. Lokeach chut echad min halavan karech bo krecha achas al shahar chutim betzad habegen aminicho. Lokeach chut hatchelos akarchem bo shtei krechos betzad krecha shalavan v'kosher. You tie them. V'elu ha-shalosh krechos hena nekroin chulya. V'marchek ma'ad v'ose chulya shniyat. And you make another chulya, another set of krechos. But you have this lashon over here in the Rambam of kosher. There needs to be some form of what's that? Yeah, some form of kshira, unlike Rashi. Okay, kofel be'emtzav kosher again. So you need specifically kshira. We pointed out last night that tefira would not be enough. So if that's the case, according to the Rambam, two techifos alone would also not be kosher. You need an actual knot. You need some type of real kshira. So we're going to try to understand exactly what's going on here. So the Rambam, again, paskins that you have to be kosher the chutim after the krechos and the chul. You see that? Chut echad min halavan. You take what they call, I think when they make them, they call it the shamash. Right, they have the long one. You take it and you begin to wrap that one around the remaining seven. Al shar chutim betzad abegir u'minicho. So when did you do the kshira? The first, according to the Rambam, the first knot, it seems, is after you've done krechos. Yes, no, the first time the Rambam mentions is after you've done those krechos.
Right.
You looped it. Let's look at the Rambam's lashon again. What'd you do? You took the strings, took the arba chutin, you machdas them to the beged. You fold them over, you make eight. Mishuloshin, tuyim, and akaren. Orech achutin, shmona, ein pachos, me'arba etzbaos. How long they have to be? Fine. Then you take one of them, and you begin wrapping it. He doesn't mention anything about what? Doesn't mention anything about making that first knot. Okay? So that's one issue. When is the first time he mentions being kosher? Oh, only after you have the krechos of the chulia. Now take a look at the Ravid. Take a look at the Ravid over here. The Ravid says, whoa, one second. Amar Avram, Zeha Seder Ein Lo Shor Resh V'Lo Onaf. What are you talking about? He says, I don't know where the Rambam came up with this. And the Ravid has a few differences between the Ravid Tzitzis and the Rambam Tzitzis. But right now we're just focusing on this issue. So he says, this has no shorash v'lo onaf, v'lama yoseh b'tchelos milovan, v'halovan shu min knaf, v'imena maskabo m'sayim u'b'krechosav, humemayin ein zeh ki'im shigyon gadol. This whole thing is a big mistake, where the Rambam has it. The Hagon, maybe when we're done, when we move over, maybe the next sugya we'll take up is the tchelos sugya, and then we'll show the different shitas between Rashi and the Rambam, the Ravid and the Gro, the different shitas, how the tchelos should be woven into the tzitzis. The Hagon Rav Natura is al Seder also Yafa Seder Na'a Me'od Al Derach Shamra HaHalocha V'kama Shir Chulia Kedei Sheyachroch V'yishana V'yishalesh At Cheles Koi V'tana HaPachos L'yivchos Misheva Al HaKrechos Koi Shein Sholosh Min At Cheles V'arba Min Alovam M'nei Shem Matchil B'lovam M'sayim B'lovam. That's again, he's just talking about how the Cheles interplays with the white, with the Lovam. Now, third line down. Kosher tchila samlach l'knaf kasher echad b'chut lavan u'b'chut shal tcheles v'hu shenikra kasher elyon. Right? It says, you know that Gemara that we discussed on Laman Tas when it says kasher elyon? Well, you know what that is? That's right under the knaf. That's right on the beged. The Rambam doesn't mention it over there. When the first time the Rambam mentions kasher being kosher is after the krechos of the chulia. So he says, oh, that's not the way I think it should be. Kosher tchilos samach l'knaf kasher echad b'chut lavan u'b'chut shal tchilos v'hu shenikra kasher elyon. Then, achar kach kori shnei chutin v'echad shal lavan v'echad shal tchilos ad sheish krechos v'hashviyis lavan levado zehu sheva she'amarnu v'hein chluya achas. All those revolutions, that's the first chluya. The first set of krechos is, or each set of krechos rather, is what's called a chluya. But he says, that's the first chluya. According to the Ravid, each one of the chulias is made up of seven krechos, uniform krechos, seven krechos for each chulia, and then you have five knots. V'nogu lasos chulia achas b'shnei ksharim, some l'knaf, v'shnei chulias b'sof ha'gedil. Im shlosh ksharim ubeemtza korech below diktok bein mechunas bein mefuzer betchelas ubelavan. Okay, again we'll see exactly how the tchelas and the white of the ravid will come out. But what you see clearly from this ravid is that the ravid is being masig on the Rambam, both in terms of the way he has the lavan and the tchelas, but also in terms of the kshira. He says you need kasher elyon where samach lebeged, samach to the knaf, not after the first chulia. Okay, so what would you say the Ravid's understanding is of that halacha? Simply stated, what's the Ravid's understanding of the kasher elyon? That the kasher elyon has to be that which is mechaber that tzitzis to the beged, and in order to be mechaber that tzitzis to the beged, you need a real kesher, some form of a chibur, real chibur, and therefore you need a chibur that's from the tzitzis onto the knaf. It's not enough to have it later on. But what about the Rambam? Why doesn't the Rambam have that kesher over there? I mean, it's a good taina, right? It says you need to, it says va'asu lahem tzitzis. So the Rambam says, what does va'asu mean? Va'asu must mean you need to be mechaber the tzitzis to the beged. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that with a knot right on the beged. So what do you say? No, for the Ram, the tying or the asiya is for some other purpose. What purpose does it have? It's similar to Rashi. Remember what Rashi said? You got two pshat in Rashi. One pshat in Rashi was, take a look at Tosfos again, just by way of reminder. It's interesting. Because you had two pshatim in Rashi, in Lamed Tes, Amen Aleph, Kesher Elyon, Bekuntras Pir Shnei Virushim, Echad Acher Hagdil, V'nikra Elyon Kamal, L'mayla Menat Torah. Remember last night we said, the top Tosfos, Kesher Elyon. Right? The first pshat in Rashi was that it means the knot at the end of this string. Right? Why is it Elyon? So Mordechai said it's Elyon when you hold it up. Shita Mekabatzis, the Mordechai said it's Elyon when you hold it like this. Yes? The other pshat was no. That's not the right one. You need the kesher she'acher hagadil. You need the kesher that's samach to the beged. Why? Because the samach leknaf. Because the kesher that's acher hagadil, since it's too far from the talus, that wouldn't be called klayim, and therefore you don't need a special limud, and that can't be what we're talking about. But the Lamaisi had two pshatim. One is that it's the knot all at the end, and one is that it's not all the way at the beginning. But according to the Shita that holds it's not all the way at the end, right? What's the idea over there? What's the idea over there? You say that the Vasulahem Tzitzis, and you tell me, oh, there needs Kesher Elyon to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Vasulahem Tzitzis. So what's the role of the knot over there? According to Rashi, that pshat in Rashi, the role of the knot is to keep the Gedil. To be Mekayim the Gedil. So this thing will unravel if you don't have some form of a kesher at the end. It's a good question how they stay together without the kesher, right? Practically today. You don't have to make those kesherim until they start unraveling. But if what? Yeah? And therefore what? It's good or it's not good?
Bad.
It's not proper to do. Right. Interesting. So means to argue on all those that are shown that say it means over here. That's in the Maaser Av? Yeah? I gotta check. Okay. In any event, so I'm just saying that sheet of Rashi seems like the kiyum of the kesher is in the gedil. It's not so much in making the beged in the chibur of the tzitzis to the beged, it's within the tzitzis themselves. That's the role of that kesher.
What about the fact that it's not attached, but there is still a kesher.
Yeah, but you see the Gemara says you need kesher elyon, you need some form of real chibur, right? When? In which case? Oh, Ram, the Ram's case, you mean? The way the Ram has it. Right, okay, so what is the Ram saying here? Right, what does he say over here, Doraisa? What's the Lashon? Rashi over Yadiva Maskal Daraisa. Bafil Yochel Lichroch Yofe, Heshi, Uliskayim Belo Kesher, Yom O Yomayim Psula. Even if you can get it, this is the way Rashi understanding Pshat in the Gemara, even if you can get it to stay nice without some kind of Kesher, that's not called Tzitzit, it's not called a Psil, it's not called Gedil. Something not right about that. It has to be. It needs this Kesher Elyon. However, you're going to learn Pshat and Kesher Elyon. Right. So that knows that the Kesher of the Tzitzis has to come about through what? Through some form of Kesher Kshir, some form of Chibur. Right. So what do you say for the Rambam? I mean, just practically, look at the Rambam's formulation. What role does the Kshir play here? It's not being Mekayim the Psil. What's it being mekayim? It's not, and it's not to be mechaber to the beged necessarily. The what? Well, if it was the chut, then it would be at the end, like Rashi. Just simple pshat. It's not to be mechaber to the beged, but it sounds like the role of the knot is to keep the chuli in place, to keep the chuli together. Right? You put those krechos, you make the chuliyah, and it's there to keep the chuliyah. Okay. So now what?
That's what I meant. I'm not mixing up chuliyah.
Oh, that's what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay. The truth is, the Gemara is also mashma that way. See, Tosa is not learning that, but the Gemara on the previous Amud, Sarach Likshara Kol Chulvia V'Chulia. You see the bottom, Dr. James, three lines up from the bottom on Lama Chesam Amaz. Amar Rava Shema Minat Sarach Likshara Kol Chulvia V'Chulia. Each Chulia needs a knot. Right, so it seems like the Rambam is that's what he's honing in on, that it's the chulyos that need the kshira. I'll tell you the pshat that the Rav wanted to say. Rav wants to say the following pshat. I want to say that really the Rambam agrees that the Kesher Elyon is a din in chibur to the beged. However, the krechos of the chulya have to be a chelik of that chibur. The whole function of the chulyos are also somehow linked to the idea of tying the tzitzis to the beged, of being mechaber the tzitzis to the beged. So if you tie the chutim of the tzitzis samach to the knaf, then what? Then the chulya is not playing that, is not serving that role. Why? Because you already have a knot. But when you korich the chut afterwards, it says there's no chibur. The chibur is there already. Right? Your whole tzitzis could come undone. You could have no chulyas and you have tzitzis that are on your beged. So Rav Am say, you see from the Rambam held that the chulya had to be part of the chibur. It had to be the chulya in part, which was mechaber the beged, the tzitzis to the beged. So if that's the case, the only way to do it is to be makdim the chulyos to the kshira. Okay. So what about Rashi? What about Rashi? So Rashi explains that the kesher elyon is to be mechaber the Kesher Elyon. You want to read the Rashi inside? Kesher? Not the way Tosa says. Let's read.
It's really not really what Kesher Elyon is, but really Machlokes what?
But the role is.
Part.
Well, let's see. Read the Rashi. Let's see if we could now rethink Rashi.
Rashi
Lama Tess, yeah. Kesher Elyon.
Kesher Elyon. Hainu Nami Machu Kesher Lavaka. Halavaku Lashem Sinai.
Yeah.
Kalomar.
One, at least one is in the Daraisa. If you're only going to do one, you can do the one at the end. Because that's going to be the Kayim the Gedil. Right? When are you going to do it there? When are you going to only do it there? When are you going to only put it after the chulya? I guess what another way of saying it. When you only want to do one. Well, let's say you can do more than one. You'll do it like we do it. You tie it onto the baguette. Tie one onto the baguette. Right? And then you'll do another one after the chulya. The Rebbe wanted to say from Rashi, you see, it's really shtei dinim. It's two dinim in Kshira. One is the Kesher Elyon, which is a din in Chibur. And one is a din in Kesher after the Krecha to be Mekayim L'chulia. So if you're going to be kosher, only one after the Krecha, you Mekayim both dinim. You Mekayim the dinim of Chibur through Kshira, and you Mekayim the din of Kshira for the purpose of Chulia. But you could also make another one. You can make another one, Samuch HaKnaf, to be Mechaber the Chutim, and then to be Kosher Kesher afterwards, after the Krecha. He's not insistent like the Rambam that it be the knot that's Mekayim the Chulia, which is Mechaber to the Beged. So there's two dinim in the Chulia, in the Ksharim. If you want to do two knots, and then you do it that way. If you're only going to do one knot, then you do it at the end. It's because in that way, it's Mekayim the Chulia, and it's also that knot which is holding it onto the Beged. It's sort of like a mixture of the Rambam and the Ravid, right? If you're going to do one, how are you going to do it? If you're going to do one, then you do it like the Rambam. If you're going to do two, there's no reason not to do it like the Ravid, right? But in terms of Svara, what the Machlokas is, it sounds like that for the Rambam, the din of Kshira is primarily a din that the Chulia has to be part of the Kshira, part of the Chibur to the Beged. Rashi's not insistent on that. Rashi's insistent that the knot be that which is Mechaber the Tzitzis to the Beged. So if you're going to do it after, if you're going to do only one, then you have to do it at the end, otherwise you're not going to have anything. But if you're not going to do it like that, you're going to do more than one, then fine. Do it like the Ravid said. Put one. You could do, certainly could do that. See, his Lashon is, it really implies that. Rashi's Lashon. If you're only going to do one. The Elo Ovid Elachad Kesher. If you're only going to do one, Besofa Ovid Lay. You're going to have to do it at the end. Shemekayim Asagadil Kulo. Because that's going to hold the whole thing together. But the Mashmal says, if you're not going to do only one, then it doesn't have to be over there.
Wait, so who should define this whole business?
I meant to record and it's not recording. Okay, just to repeat. So we previously, and by we I mean I, previously misspoke and said that what Rashi means is the knot that comes all the way at the end of the chutim. That's not the sheet of Rashi. Sheet of Rashi is that it either comes at the end of the gedil, which means the end of the entire series of chulios, that's the end of the gedil, or samuch to the knaf. The Rambam seems to say that the knot only comes after the chulios, only comes after the chulios. So we explain that for the Rambam, it's a din in the kiyum of the chulia. The knot must come after the chulia. Why? Because the chulia, and this is what the way the Rav explained it, that for the Rambam, the chulia must be part of that process which binds the tzitzis to the beged. For Rashi, it's not like that. It's lav dafka like that. Rashi says, if you're only going to do one, when you do it at the end, because that's Mekayim the Gedil. Mashma, that you can do more, it need not only be over there, you'll do another one on top. So we see there's two dinim for Rashi. There's Chibur, and there's Gedil. There's Samuch HaKnaf for Kshira, for Chibur, and then there's also the din in Chulia. Just give me 1 second. That when we say Kesha Elyon means Chibur, and it's Kesha Elyon for the purpose of being Mekayim the Chulia. So if you're going to do one, and only one, you'll do it after the Krecha, and you'll get both, Chibur and Chulia. But if you're going to do more than one, why not do one in Samuch Knaf, the Mechaber, the Beged, to the Tzitzis, and then to be kosher at the end, for the Krecha. He mentions that the Rav said in the name of Rav Chaim that what Rav Chaim did was he would be kosher one kasher samuch to knaf, he would do one chulia, then make another knot after the chulia. I mean, is that what we have? We have a knot samuch to the knaf, a chulia, and then another knot. I mean, isn't that what we have?
How could one separate?
Nohag likshar kesher echad samuch knaf, lachra chulia achas, likshar kesher nosav achra chulia. seems like that's what everybody has. No, who doesn't have that?
Yeah.
Is there any sheet that doesn't have that? Oh, the Rambam sheet doesn't have that.
But I don't see how you can separate one
right.
from another.
Right, the Rambam sheet. It means he didn't hold like the Rambam.
I don't see how one could separate one from another without a kesher in between.
No, you need. Yeah, you need some. You need something. You need something. Huh? But the Ram doesn't have the difference is the Ram doesn't have a kshir before the chulia. That's the difference.
Over here?
Yeah, that first one. So his chulia probably started much closer. His chulia had to start closer to the baguette. Right? And then tie knot after it. Okay, what about the other pshat and Rashi? Maybe we'll just get the other mahalach and Rashi. The other mahalach and Rashi was what? The first pshat and Rashi we said is really like the Rambam, essentially like the Rambam. What's the difference between the two pshatim? Tosfos says there's two pshatim. One pshat is acher hagadil. Right, so that's the way we explained it already. We explain what he means over there. Acher hagadil. If you have one, if you have two, okay. Essentially like the Rambam. Two kiyumin. I mean, there's a difference. I mean, the way the Tosos cites Rashi over here, the way Tosos cites Rashi, it doesn't have that same lashon. Sounds like it's dafka acher hagadil, right? But Rashi over here sounds like you could have it either acher hagadil, or you could have an additional knot before. Only have to be acher hagadil. That's just the nuance. It's not. But what about the other pshat and Rashi? The other pshat and Rashi, the way it's really from the Rashi and Sanhedrin, kasher elyon she'osin samuch l'knaf kishenitlu achutin val yideha nasin chibur l'talas samuch l'knaf. Right? So how would you explain that? The way Tosus says over the second pshat in Rashi, samuch l'knaf, aval kasher she'acher hagadil, since it's too far away from the talis, right? For that, I don't need the limit of klayim. I don't need you to tell me that I can have tzitzis that are made from klayim based on the smichas of parashios. Why can't it's all the way down here? That's not, no pun intended. That's not the knot which is being machaber the strings to the baguette. That's not a chibur. If it's down there, it's not a chibur. Oh, so you see, according to this pshat and Rashi, that the knot must serve a function of chibur. And that, so far down the gedil, that's not a chibur. That's why it must be up towards the top. Because this pshat and Rashi demands that it be dafka samach. Right? Because without that, it's not going to be subject to klayim. Oh, it's not going to be subject to klayim. What do you see from that? That it needs to be a chibur like klayim. It's a din in chibur, and therefore the dafka has to be the kesher elyon. But if it's too far away after the krechos or the chulya, that's not klayim anymore. It's not a chibur. That's not a chibur. Okay, so that's the difference between those two pshatim and Rashi. But what about the fact that Rashi says you could have tefira, that it could be sewn to the garment? Seems like sewn to the garment. So why would that make sense? So if you hold that the whole idea is that there just needs to be a chibur that would be subject to shatness, so tefira would accomplish that. What? You wouldn't need knots. I mean, is that the way, is the, you're saying, is that what he means, Kesher Elyon? Tochev techifa. Tofer hatechiva achas eno chibor. See, not a chibor. Mishamai techiva shatochev shachutim betalis eno chibor. Not a chibor. What does that mean? If you have two, if you have a tefir that is a good tefir, though, it's two. Let's say it's two tefiros, two techifos. Then what? Then at least I know that that is. No, that would be the equivalent of Kesher Elyon. That would be the Kesher Elyon. That's that what binds the fringes to the baguette.
And then you don't need that, what we would call that.
That's right. That would, right. That's right. That's what it sounds like. Right. Oh, but according to the Rav, you wouldn't have. According to the Rambam, can't have that. The Rambam can't have that din. Why? Because the Kshir also has to play a role in the Chulia. The Chulia has to be mekuyam by the Kshira, which is a din in the Chibur. So you need the Chulia for the Chibur. Well, Tefira is not going to help because you're not going to have any Chulia with a Tefira. Right? You're only going to have that with a Kshira afterwards, after the Chulia. But for Rashi, if the whole idea is just to have the Chutim Mechubra to the Beged, then I could have tefira. I could sew the tzitzis to the beged. See, it's funny. The Rambam says machnes. You have to be machnes them, right? Machnes sounds like you dafka need a kshira. Machnes goes with kshira. Rashi doesn't use the lashon of machnes. Not here. Not in these places, anyway. It'd be interesting to see if Rashi use that lashon anywhere else. That's right. So according to this, Rava's taina is what? That the Torah says you have to be kosher in a way that it would rise to the level of kalayim for shatness. Linen and wool attached in such a way it would be shatness. Meaning a real kshira. A double knot. As it would mean that you need a double knot. You need a double knot after the chulios to say that these chutim now of wool attached to a linen garment are mechuber in such a way that they would otherwise be shatness, but it's mutter based on the smichas aparshios. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Oh, so what type of chibur is that? That's a real kshira, a real knot, double knot. That's kesher elyon according to the Rambam. The first knot after the chulios, and a double knot. That's the shtei techifos, I guess. The two, one over the other one. See, but the Rambam's not learning that anything that could become shatness is good for a chibur. Right? If I sew it like this, that's good. Shatness. But it doesn't follow that everything that would be considered a chibur for shatness is a chibur for tzitzis. The Rashi may say yes, but what the Rambam is saying is no, that because chulius are part of the kshira, no, you can't be that. It just means the type of kshira that you do after the chulia, that type of knot has to be a type of knot that would otherwise be mechayev you for shatness. All right, I think that's good. I think we got a lot further. I just wanted to. Do we see any sheet that said it to the ends? This dafka the ends. What does the sheet of Makubetza say here?
What was it else?
Vav? It was on Lamech and Beis Vav. Sarach Luksha Kol Chuli Vachuli Lav Dafka. Elamivar HaKesha Shel Acher HaGadil. Hu likshar acher hagadil. I'm sorry. Shel acher hagadil. Derech hu likshar acher hagadil. Mavad also kesher. samach l'gadil tzarech kesher acher samach l'knav. Shoy osid l'hati v'lipol v'havi kesher kemanda leisei. V'in kesher kedemuchach rabo. So, shema v'na kesher elyon d'oraisa. No, I guess that wasn't over there. Wasn't it that... Oh, it's the beginning. Sarach Luksha Kol Chulia Lav Dafka El Mivad Kesher She'acher HaGadil Shehu Nikar Kesher HaElyon Lafisha Adam Magbiya Yodo Im Tzitziyosav. That's the Kesher that he's talking about.
So,
yeah, that's what he's talking about. When you pick it up, that's the Kesher HaElyon. That's the top Kesher.
So why is...
That's the top Kesher. I was just assuming you're holding the whole thing, so these are the top. This is what
he
means.
Right,
he means that's what he means, okay. Yeah. That's what he means. The top. This is the top Kesher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that was just a big mistake to say that it was the ones at the end of the. Yeah, because I didn't realize at the time that that's what they meant by Gedil. I was confusing Psil with Gedil. Okay, but I think, Baruch Hashem, so with the Rav's Mahalach here, we have a nice understanding of the two Pshatim. I mean, Rashi's Mahalach is clearly Nidcha La'aloch. I mean, you don't see that as being a possibility that you could be Tofer. Maybe we'll go through that tomorrow night, just the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. But, you don't see that as being an option. You could be Tofer to the Beged. What's the Lashon of the Mechaber? Just the first Lashon. How you get the strings into the garment. It's being in base. Alright, well, maybe it's over here. Yasa Nekev Ba'orech HaTalis. Lo Lamaylam Gimlet Bo'os. Inu Nikar Knaf. So where's that from? Yasa Nekev. Rambam Perek Aleph. Definitely fits with the Rambam, it's true. Tasa Lavan, Blot Chelas. Chutei Tzitzis, Bein Lavan, Bein Tchelas, Srichen, Tvi Hashem. I guess he's learning it from over here. Me'ahi, Davod Zara, Mem Vav, Megimaran Davod Zara. But he's in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, says you need a Nekev. Where does he say that, in Perek Aleph? Machnis, I guess Machnis is where he's learning out from here. Right? Yasa Nekev, Kosev Beis Yosef, after Yishom the Yasa Beis Nekovim, that's a separate thing. Alright, so maybe we'll clean that, we'll pick up with that tomorrow night. The hole, one hole, two holes. Just talk about how they get attached to the beggar. That's a very practical halacha. How they should be on the beged, how tight it should be on the knaf, should hang off the side, not on the. Oh, you have like that? Oh, you bought a beged like that?
The guy tricked me.
What do you mean, tricked you? Yeah, you have a beged.
Yeah, I told him. He asked me, and then he gave it to me.
But he tied him on for you?
Yeah.
And he tied him to both?
Originally.
So you redid all of them?
Yeah, I had to redo them.
Oh, my goodness. That's a hot.
Really?
More?
Let me fix up. Yashem Ataliso. Karkasafti time over Prisha. He says, I already wrote it previously in the Prisha. Why? That the Torah is following his father, the Rosh, who holds Ksus Miyuchad Liyon Chayv Tzitzis Afim Lov Shavalaila Tzarech Levarech Alav Lakach Ein Halaila Hefsek.
Huh?
Laila is not a Hefsek.
Huh?
Hayashem etaliso b'layla, ein tzarech levarech alav b'boker.
Oh, el b'boker.
Ein tzarech levarech alav b'boker. That's the tour.
Because it's not a hatsa.
Afim lo shabalayla, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
yeah. Kedasa b'varosh, teksusam yuchal yom chayi b'tzitzis, afim lo shabalayla, afim lo shabalayla, tzarech levarech alav. If you mean he's putting on, I think he's saying if you're putting on at night, you'd have to make a... Right. So you see from that, from the fact that you'd make a bracha on at night, you see from the fact that if you wore it straight through the night, you wouldn't be... wouldn't make a bracha because there's no hefsek.
No hefsek. Right, okay.
Now the Drisha writes, he said, I already explained in the pre-show the basis for this. V'kein kasa beis Yosef. Shechein da'as rabbeinu. This is the basis for the Torah. El shehiksha... Avar Isi b'tshuva, he says, but I've got a problem, because what it says in the Tshuva Sarash. Halon b'talisa b'layla, and then he gets up in the morning, what does he do? Does he take it off and put it back on again? Right? And then make the bracha? Or no? Or do you just daila l'mashmei shalavarech? Nirli she'ein tzarech l'salko, says the Rosh. V'chein muchach berkat t'chil, stik ar sinar av Yehuda rama t'chil t'le porzim adin she besim avarech v'chol tzafel l'sate b'titzis. Uparach, he quotes the whole... all business here. Amalei hamavarech aleim b'chol boker kivin shelo over zman p'tur. U'mashani tefilei kerebi d'tanya tefillin kol zman shemanich hamavarech aleim. Divrei Rebbe pirush b'layla haya poshto b'boker k'sheichozer lo shanai hamavarech mashma d'mikara lo haya savar shelo haya poshto b'layla l'kach hiksha kivin d'savar layla zman tzitzisu. Amalei haya mavarech dim haya poshto b'layla, of course. My kashulei imavarech b'boker k'shechozer losho amal yidan the kaimelon laila loves man tzitzis. If you hold laila loves man tzitzis, then what? Yesh levarech b'boker afim lo yipshar taliso because it's a new mitzvah. But tov l'mashvish b'shas brocha. So therefore mashma the sfilei d'afal gav the k'susam yichal liyom chayev b'tzitzis imavarech alav b'laila. Kevin Delilah loves Mansitzis, who shall I go in with Tork Sus Hamayucha Delilah? This is that sort of unique thing. And that's it's a patur insofar as a beggar that's Mayucha to the Lilah is not the Chayev. So you see, as far as the time goes, it's not Zman Sitzis. Right? Insofar as the time goes.
It's not Zman Sitzis, but the beggar.
Beged is really a daytime beged, so the beged is that's not
part.
Right, right. And that's what he's trying to say. So therefore, it's a hefsek ben yom leiv. It's tzarech l'achsel levarich v'yesh l'tmola rabbeinu. So how did the tour kasa stam ein tzarech levarich hefach das aviv harosh? That's the Beis Yosef's kasha, and the drisha brings it down. And now he writes the leiner davade me'achad esfilei l'arosh teksus miyuchal liyom chayev afil b'layla levarich alav imkein l'gabe ein halel hefsek. He says I'll tell you why. Because the rush is not really holding that Lila is a real hefsek for the mitzvah, right? V'chilo poshto b'Lila ain svar loma shechayev lachsu davarich alav. If you don't really take it off, then you're not going to be chayev to make an ibrach on it. D'mali b'masha ain Lila zman sitzus luksus hamiyuchad law. Who cares that Lila is a patur for a beged that's miyuchad to the Lila? That doesn't mean that Lila is Mufka from the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Ov, Shemashmi Loshan HaShoel, from the fact that the Shoel phrased his question the way he did to the Rosh, says, Mashmash Miloshan HaShoel, the Poshet Hayalo, Shetzarech Lachsu Lavarech, he was assuming that you have to make an Ibracha, El Shashol, and Tzarech LaPoshto, so you have to take it off, Odai B'mishmash. Menayin LaShoel, Shachayev Kal, who said, why would you assume that you definitely have to make the Bracha? The Shoel, says the Drisha, was holding like the Rambam. The Laila allows man sits into a cloud, even for Ksus Yom. So his only kasha was by daytime when I'm now wearing that Ksus Yom that I was wearing through the night. How do I make the bracha? Afilu k'sus yom hamiyuchad biyom v'imkein v'adei laila hefsek havi el shashol in tzarech lipshav Alo, v'al zeh hishiv arosh, alma d'lididon, the kaimel and laila allows manzitzes, rak shemachuyev l'kayim b'ksus hamiyucha l'yom, l'yom v'laila, k'mosha kosa rabbeinu v'sim yirches. V'hishiv arosh, apima shepir shuva shoel, meaning he answered within his question. Tain she'ein zman tzitzes klal, it's not, you're asking me based on the Rambam. So if you really hold that laila allows manzitzes klal, v'alik tzarech l'varech, Aflam lo yipshetenu, kedemuchach me'agamara. Aval vada lefidaito, according to him, who holds that a ksus yom is chayiv even at night, vada legabe lo havi hafsek, v'yitzarach lachso levarach, kemosha kosar b'ni vadok. So he said the Torah is consistent with the rush, that if you slept through the night with this beged, you would not have to make a new bracha.
Would there be a difference in sleeping through the night as opposed to
just wearing
awake,
it through the night?
Being awake wearing it through the night?
That's a good question. So let's take a look now at the mechaber. All right, the mechaber is, what did I say, Simon Ches. It's the end, the very end over there. Tazayin?
Yeah.
Towards the end, I should say.
Yeah.
Ches Tazayin?
Yep.
All right, so you want to read the case? The mechaber is the case?
Sure.
Halon, someone who sleeps in Halon.
The
shin is the beragol shin.
Okay. Halon is taliso b'laylo. So someone who sleeps with his talis at night. Tarech l'varach halon b'boker. So he has to make his mechayim to make a bracha in the morning.
Right.
Off even lo pashto, even if he went to remove it.
Even if he didn't take it off, and as he slept with it on.
Right. It's totally mashmish b'lo b'shas bracha. It's good to. Touch it.
Good. No, 1 second. That's Lashon is right out of the Beis Yosef.
Okay.
The Beis Yosef setting the tshuva of the rush.
Right.
All right. Now take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's the Mishnah Berurah and Mem Beis. Sifkat and Mem Beis, yeah.
Okay. Tzarech l'varach. The tribal one, because behold, the Lailah allows one tzitzis. So, night is not the time for tzitzis. Have a hefsek, and it's a hefsek. There are those who differ on this.
Right. In other words, the rush. The rush holds that ksus yom is chayiv b'layla.
Right.
Unlike the Rambam. So they say ksus yom is chayiv even b'layla. Well, that's mixed up so poskim.
Look at that.
Now that's where, right, you know, we're being choshesh for the shita of the rush, basically. Okay. Right, and it should be mechavi. He says, nachon lachavi and liftar also b'talos gadol. When you put in talos gadol, you should have in mind to include that. Why? Because of the other shita, the shita of the Rambam. Okay. For kol zeh,
I don't know,
kol zman.
Right.
So the guy takes off his talis, takes off his tzitzis, with the intent not to put them back on right away.
Wait, he does what?
Takes them off without intent to put them back on.
Where?
Pashto al das shalol lov sho tekef, tzarech levarech, achar kach kesholol sho lekuli alma. Well, let's keep reading a little bit, and you'll see.
Mikol mokom.
It sounds like he's taking off in the morning to be mechayiv himself to make the bracha, but the Mishnah says he shouldn't do that, right? Because there are some shittas that hold you're not mechayiv, you're not mechayiv in a bracha, so you'd be going in bracha shein tzricha, because it's not an etzah, right? Now he's sleeping during the day.
Right. What's this thing after
kids? Hayashin Bayom Shenas Tzarayim. He takes a nap in the afternoon.
It's
a Samachay from the Sharatian.
Oh, okay.
Umesir Me'olov Hatal's cotton. Takes off his Tal's cotton in the middle of the day.
Right.
Again, according to the Chacham, it wouldn't make a difference. Right?
Yeah.
Because Swamachayah, the Raven. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that like it's like Rabbi Shita by Tefillin, calls Man Sheminichon, it's going to matter if this is a new Hanoch or not. Okay, so Alkein Me Hanochon.
Alkein Me Hanochon, Sha'al Choponim, Yichzeb Bo Bishas Hashino.
You should put it on top of you. Take off your towel's cotton, you should at least cover yourself up with it. Just put it on top of yourself. I mean, it's still on you in some way. It's still.
That's not the revelation.
Well, it depends how you have it, I guess. It's like, I guess if you put it on top of you, around you, like a blanket in some way. But this is probably one of the more difficult questions.
Yeah.
As you take it off in the middle of the day, the guy goes for a jog, takes off his sisters, he goes swimming, puts it back on, he goes to shower. What's considered hafzik? So I want to try to go through that a little bit, maybe go through some of the poskim there. Again, we'll say that for tomorrow night. But let's take up one or two last points here before you, for the other shiur. Yeah, let's just jump ahead for 1 second to, or back, I should say. Just back for 1 second to Yedalin. You see similar question here in terms of the Hefsik. Let's go through Yedalin Tesvav, and then maybe tomorrow we'll see some of the. In Pasha Taliso, Yedalin. In Pasha Taliso, Filhe Adaito Lachso Satev, Bomiyad. Tzarech Lever, Kashiach Sevi Satev. He takes it off, but even though he had Das, to put it back on, right? Tzarech levarach kashiach sevi satech bo. The Rambam says no. Yeshom shem evarachin amayad dait alachso satech bo. Yeshom and dafka kishenishalav talis cotton. Vachin nogin. The Rambam says that if you took off your talis gadol with intent to put it back on, and you at least had talis cotton on, then you don't have to make any bracha. We'll come back to that 1 second. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, because that's very lamaisa. And Tezvav is an important halach also. If your talis falls off shalom is kavein, and you pick it up and put it back on, then you have to make a bracha. That's if it's kula. Avamulah nafal kula, afal pishu nafal ruba, ein tzarech levarach. If only roof falls off, then you're not chayiv, it's still considered on. Right? Now look at this Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Zayin, we'll start with Lamed Vav, tzarech levarach. So according to that first day, the Mechaber's day, if you took off your towels, even with das to put it back on, this is not like the Torah, right? That's what you say before Yischolik. So listen to Mishnah Berurah. A few nishal of towels cut, and a few take of nesatik bo. V'lo shinam im koma. Klab, bein tayim. Te hapshita gufa hafsiku. It's a hafsik b'zeh. V'ayin le'el b'sim in zeh, sif cut in lam and alf, mashak asav nusham. So this Shita maintains, Shita Mechaber maintains, that simply taking off the talis is a hafzik. So that's very practical. Guy takes off his talis to give it to someone else who wants it for an aliyah or needs it for whatever reason. When he takes it back, according to that right now, he's going to have to make another bracha, even though he had in mind when he took it off. Now the Ramah says, no, aim of varchin if you had das to put it back on. Shame of varchin. I feel in be'esa pshita lo nishal of talis cotton, but you had in mind. Right, you don't have talis cotton on, but you have in mind to put this talis back on. V'kein pasuk achron. So, what's the time for the yesh omrim? He says, "V'atam v'yesh omrim, who the kevan the be'esa pshita hayadaito take efel lovsho. When you took it off, you had intent to put it back on. V'chein also lo havi pshita hafsek. That's not called a hafsek. Meaning, it's not a hafsek hadas. V'afilam shina mimikomo b'intayim. You took it off to go into the be'esa kisei, and then you came out." Lo havishini makom is a hefsek. Kevin shechazav v'lova shosat talos atzmo. Ve'elo dama l'mad haskimu haposkim b'simin chafei. The pasha tefillin adaitel ikanes lebeisa kisei. Have a hefsek. I deza. Why? The shiny house when came to beisa kisei also be tefillin. Since the tefillin can't be worn in I think he asked me about this the other night, right, or something like this, by the limud. Since the beisa kisei is mufka from tefillin, therefore it's a hefsek. Have to gomor. But talis, maker adin, it's not also.
So should we say thing with the tantara?
What's that?
So should we say thing with the bracha tantara?
Yeah.
Well, you don't make any bracha.
You don't make any bracha? Well, why? Because in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That, I mean, that's the way the day is set up. That's not
cool. Over here.
For tefillin? Not necessarily. I mean, because they wear tefillin all day. Good question. I see. What?
Front center, that's not
right.
Front center.
Right. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Have he has to go watch in came to the Medina in also rock the in no lasos king. I'll came will have he has a vida. The base up sheet the hoya dite the low shame had. Let's say you took it off, you didn't have mind to put it back on. Rock acher is his man. After acher khaz of an static bomb miad, then you decide to put it on right away. You say, okay, I'm going to go to sleep and I'm not going to cover myself with it. And then he takes it back and he puts it on right away, he changes mind. No, sir khaz of work. I feel Mishal of Tal Skatan. Why? Because that's a Hesachadas. Oz the law of mitzvah. He took it off and he thought you're going to put it on right away. And then you end up being Nishtah. How is this man? He had Hesachadas. Gamazel Kleim at Sarah Lapsal of Arif. I feel Mishal of Tal Skatan. So, Lam and Ches is important because he tells you sort of the bottom line. So he says, Pasku, Hachron and Pasku, Yeshomer Hazeh. They pass in like that last Yeshomer. The Dafka Kishinishal of Tal Skatan. Right? He says that's the stimas haposkim. Ach the maski da yeshom hazel lo ayri rakish pasha talis hayab stam. But they also stay, this is where you took it off stam. You took off your talis stam and you had talis cotton on. So then when you put it back on, you don't have to make a bracha. Lachin amrian di imnishar lo talis cotton. Adai lo hasi yachtaitam in a mitzvah. He still, he doesn't know hasagadas. Ubi imlav. Mistama has yachtaito. If you're not wearing a talis gadol, you took off your talis gadol, then mistama you had has a chadas. Alam hayadaito beferish lachso lo shem yad. If you took off your talis gadol with the intent to put it back on, ain't tzarich lachso varich kishlo shem yad. Even if he's not wearing a talis gadol, v'chein lehefech. What does he mean chein lehefech? V'chein lehefech lo mahani talis gadol k'moshe kasav nolamayla. In other words, talis gadol where you didn't have intent is not gonna help. Another big chiddush he says, when you took it off in the context of tefillah, we assume that your stam das is to put it back on. Havi kemosha pashar also al das lachzor. V'cheinim kiplo v'henicha b'toch kiso havi kemosha pashar also b'feresh. But if you fold it up and put it away, that's it. That's like that's a ma'isa of hasachadas. That's like a guy says havel on the varech, you know, let's bench. That's a ma'isa of hasachadas. So it's true that every time you do the ma'isa mitzvah of putting on tzitzis, you're going to make the bracha, but that's only where seems from these halachas, it's only where the ma'isa mitzvah is really a new ma'isa. But where I'm really just considered to be still involved, right? I'm being moshech in my mitzvah. That's not nimshach is not considered a new ma'isa mitzvah. It's only where there's a hefsek or a hesek hadas that next levisha is considered new ma'isa mitzvah, as opposed to a hemshech of my previous levisha. So that's the way we paskin. The chaver says you took it off, it doesn't matter. Took it off even if you had mind to put it back on, that's it, there's nothing you can do about it. Right? Alright. All right, let's just read this bialacha quickly, because this is also very practical. The bialacha writes here, that I am la'el sivkat lamad aleph. The hainu demuchok sham me'amagin avram. The b'shasa bracha. It sounds like even according to the sheet of the mechaber that if b'shasa bracha yadas when you that you might take it off and put it back on again, right? B'shasa bracha hayadaito sheyif shetena v'yachsav yavishenu kuyam ein tzarich lachzul avarich. V'zelan yastaita etza yuta sheyuchal atzisbak kol adeos. And this is what the mishaber suggests. It's a good thing to try to do. That if you take it off, when you make the bracha and you put it on, you specifically have intent that you may take it off and put it back on again. He says, Yotze Cholodeus. Shem Yitztarech Leposhto, Sheyachzeg Rishenu, and you don't have to worry about it. All right, we'll stop here and play another, maybe we'll, tomorrow night we'll get into some of the details of how long a hefsek is called a hefsek. All right? You're on tomorrow night?